I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Tina Straley, former Executive Director of the MAA, Michael Starbird of the University of Texas at Austin, and Stan Yoshinobu of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. And we're talking about the Educational Advancement Foundation booth at the joint mathematics meetings. So Stan, why should attendees visit the Educational Advancement Foundation booth?
That's a good question. I would say the first and foremost reason is to learn more about inquiry-based learning. So the EAF booth has, I would say, a wealth of resources for people who are interested in getting their students engaged in the classroom.
Inquiry-based learning, that's IBL, right? That's the official acronym?
That's the official acronym, yes.
And is there anything you'd like to add, Stan?
Sure. So learning more about IBL is actually a pretty broad question. So it depends on where you are. You could be completely new to it, or you could have been using it for a long time and want to improve some aspect of your teaching. And the booth has that whole array of possibilities for instructors to engage in for the first time or for the 10th time in just sort of getting more information about IBL.
Tina, what would you like attendees to know about the Educational Advancement Foundation?
The Educational Advancement Foundation is a small private foundation founded and funded by Mr. Harry Lucas Jr. And its main mission is the enhancement and dissemination of what's come to be called inquiry-based learning, primarily in mathematics, but at all levels. Probably the greatest focus is at the undergraduate level. Mr. Lucas had been an undergraduate student of R.L. Moore at the University of Texas and was greatly inspired by him. So he has dedicated a lot of his time and energy to promoting what has become a modified Moore method, or what's now called inquiry-based learning. And the form of inquiry-based learning that is really espoused by EAF is focused on active learning, discovery, and problem solving. One of its unique aspects is that it stresses oral and written communication. So it's not just students working at tables or working through problems in groups. It's also students presenting their work to each other, discussing, critiquing, and assisting each other. So what does the foundation do to promote IBL? It's not primarily a grant-making organization, although it does support IBL projects, but it also supports some rather big projects. For example, it's been a supporter of Project Next for about the last 10 years or more, and sponsors 10 R.L. Moore fellows each year. Another big project supported by EAF and Mr. Lucas is the Archive of American Mathematics at the University of Texas, which may be the only archive that has a dedicated archivist. And it's a wonderful resource for historical materials in mathematics. And there's a conference each year called the Legacy of R.L. Moore Conference, which now attracts, around 200 people a year. So then there are specific IBL projects that are supported. There are IBL centers at the University of Michigan, the University of Chicago, University of California at Santa Barbara, and the University of Texas. And for people who would like to get involved and are interested in talking to other people, getting help with implementing IBL, or just sharing what they're doing in inquiry-based learning, there's an online community called ABLE, A-I-B-L, and an online journal, J-I-B-L-M, and they can all be accessed through the ABLE site. And the journal contains materials, course materials, sometimes complete courses, sometimes smaller modules. And I guess the last thing I'd like people to know is that the IBL movement has become really very well accepted, because research has shown that it is a very effective way of teaching mathematics, and it's a growing, vibrant community, attracting lots of young people professionally. And I don't believe it would be where it is today without the mentoring, the leadership, and the support of Mr. Lucas and EAF. And we'd love people to come by the booth and talk to the people there, see what we have to offer, meet us, get involved, and join the community.
Michael, can you tell us what the foundation offers the mathematics community?
Absolutely. The Educational Advancement Foundation focuses a lot of its effort on inquiry-based learning, which is a strategy of instruction that helps mathematics students to learn not only the mathematics much more deeply than they usually do, but also learns strategies of thinking, such as persistence, creativity, willingness to take on challenges. These skills go well beyond the mathematics, and in fact allow people to be successful in all of their not only academic subjects, but beyond. So to me, the Educational Advancement Foundation is helping the mathematics community to focus on the real goals of education in mathematics as part of a broader educational scheme.
All right, so that's Tina Straley, former executive director of the MAA, Michael Starbird of the University of Texas, and Stan Yoshinobu of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's my pleasure, and good luck with making mathematics accessible, and a great pleasure to all of humanity.